We have been asked to reconsider what is normal, and we understand that we have all done that. And we are talking about the second year of COVID and so many upside down things. COVID has forced the physical adaptation of many things and will continue to do so for a while. It is also an interesting teacher, although we are sorry for you that it is the teacher. It has said to you, you love beginnings and endings, and the return to what you know. And COVID has taken that completely away from all of you. And you have had to move to various positions, as we are sure you all have observed. Certainly at the beginning, it was like, stay in your house and do not go out and do not expose anything. And then as it changed and released, people had such different approaches to it. Some people said, I will never wear a mask again. And some people chose not to have vaccines. There were all kinds of choices that were made. Some people continued never to leave their homes. And so, of course, when you see all of the different choices, you realize that you cannot return to normal. It has taken that away, because normal is not even defined in the same way for everyone. And we understand that people are making the best decisions for themselves. And when one decision does not work out well, we adjust and we make another. And so all of that, in a strange way, is a teacher. When comfort is taken away from us, then we are driven inward, so that the important balance is not in the world itself, but it is in us. And as we are aligning and as we are feeling the building of this center inside of us that is connected to spirit, because it is spirit that is helping you build that center, we become less dependent on the world around us to give us a center. And that too, however awkward that learning might be, is a great learning. Also, the emphasis on what is good for you, what do you need to do for you, you have in a sense been forced to that position, forced to ask yourself about that in many different circumstances. And we would like to point out to you that you make decisions, for instance, about when you wear a mask and when you do not, and what kind of mask you wear, and all of that. You are making decisions about your good every day and in every place that you are interacting. And that same skill then can be translated over to your emotional life. So you are able to interact with others, but you are able to feel right away, is this good for me? I know when to wear a mask, and now I am learning where and how to use my energy. How am I going to do that in the best way for me? And when all of that is happening, then you are learning a transferable skill. When we speak of other people, I think we are coming more quickly to the understanding about whether someone's energy is good for us or is not. And here's another interesting thing that is part of the learning, and that is, If we are in a position and someone's energy is not good for us, we have a center within us to return to. So we do not have to keep reaching out outside of us to try to get someone to tell us that we are safe, that we are good, that we are all right, that we are whatever all of this outside was. It is going away. And that is actually quite an excellent thing to have on your side, even though it is a difficult way to learn it. And your emotional life, we are going to take it to that other level. So now you are learning what is good for you to feel and what is not good for you to feel. And here may be the most important thing. For a long time, many of you have felt that you are not in charge of how you feel. You are thrown about in the way you feel by what is going on with the people around you. And now, in the case of the world, what is going on in the world around you. And this too, you are learning about. You are learning to say, yeah, well, this thought is not good for me. This focus is not good for me. This expectation is not good for me. And I am going to go in now and find the thought that is good for me. Find the action that is good for me. Find the response that is good for me. And what we are looking at here is quite a beautiful thing in terms of what you are learning. So we are going to take a few minutes and speak together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the golden light above your head moving into your body, opening your crown, making you able to receive more. Feel the golden light flow into your third eye, and feel the third eye open wide, and let the golden light cleanse the third eye so that you are intimately connected to the powers that you have through the third eye, to knowing, to sensing, to feeling. Feel the golden light come into your throat center and heal the throat center so that all communication that does not respect you, does not love you, leaves that center, and there is room now for you and loving who you are as you are in this moment. Let the golden light flow into your heart. And let that golden light nourish your garden. Give it all that it needs to grow. feel the golden light flow into the solar plexus and allow the power of that light to remove the emotions from your body that you do not wish to carry with you. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. And let the golden light remove the judgment and the shame and the fear that those two things always bring in your body. Feel them gone. Let the golden light fill you and protect you. Feel the golden light flow down and into your root. And let that golden light in your root begin to form up your dreams, the way you are going to move into a brighter future. And know that that is all happening because you are allowing yourself to join with the universe to create this powerful center that is truly you. Move your attention into your heart center and look at your beautiful garden, all the things that you are growing there. Look for the places of peace. The places where you can rest. Find the place where clear water flows and drink that water and refresh your spirit and your mind and your body and your emotions. Let that water nourish them all. Now see that there is a path in your heart, and that path illuminates for you and calls you, and you move toward that path and step on the path, and the path takes you, moves you upward. Breathe the air and let it heal you. Let it touch every part of you with the things that you need most. And as you walk on the path, feel the blessings come up from the path and into your body to make you strong. Now come to a place where you can see a closed curtain. See the colors of the curtain. And now watch as the curtain opens and allow yourself to know what is behind that curtain. Thank you. when you have seen what is behind the curtain, come to the path again and let the path move you upward. And see that there is a divining rod. And know that this divining rod is going to find for you something that you need. So pick it up and move it around on the path until you feel a place that has strong energy. And when you find that place, let the divining rod pull up for you from your path a symbol of what you need. When you found what you need, begin to move upward to the place of the gift. Resting your mind, know the gift. Now turn and come back down the path and breathe in blessing all the way. And find yourself lighter and lighter as you come back to your heart center, when you're in your heart center. Breathe into your heart center to balance and to ground. When you've grounded, open your eyes.